From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A new investigative report is making headlines in Pakistan. It's about taxes. Tax evasion is a national problem in Pakistan. Only 2% of the population pays its taxes. For the first time, this report lays out in detail how little the country's politicians are paying. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story from Islamabad.
Just a third of the country's 446 federal lawmakers bothered to file income tax returns last year, according to the new report. And among the leaders who reportedly skipped filing, the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari.
Tax evasion is a social norm in Pakistan.
A social norm, said Umar Chima, a reporter for the news and a founder of the Center for Investigative Reporting. This report is their first project.
They are tax evaders. They are tax dodgers. And those who are paying some amount, it doesn't match with their living style. They live like prince and they pay like a poor man.
Zardari's spokesman said the president did pay taxes last year, but he has yet to provide any public proof of doing so. Chima said he learned about Zardari and the other lawmakers with old-fashioned gumshoe reporting and a combination of publicly available data and questionnaires he sent to lawmakers. Officials inside the tax bureau quietly passed along information as well. And while Chima speaks in terms of tax dodgers, that isn't exactly right. The report doesn't take into account the taxes politicians pay on their parliamentary salaries. Those taxes are automatically deducted from their paychecks. What the report focuses on instead is supplementary income, what lawmakers make on their properties and businesses outside their parliamentary duties, many of which they do not declare. The report's findings made banner headlines in all the major Pakistani newspapers last week. Nasser Rajput was shopping at a local market in Islamabad, and he said he was outraged.
A poor man pays all his taxes. And those who get elected to become our rulers evade taxes. But they expect their people to pay?
40-year-old Mohammed Farouk agreed. He said he pays his taxes, and so should leaders.
I've been a taxpayer since 1992 and submit my returns regularly and pay taxes regularly.
Hundreds of thousands of people have made money illegally, and the tax authorities never question them, he says. They don't ask how they got their luxury vehicles or how they got their big houses. And maybe they should, he added. This is the kind of discussion journalist Umar Chima was hoping to inspire.
It has put on alert the people in Pakistan and abroad, and people realize in Pakistan that who they are voting for.
Chima says the tax payments for those who did file on their supplementary incomes are laughably small. Last year, Mushahid Hussain Syed, a member of the Senate, paid just 82 rupees, a little less than a dollar in taxes, the report said. In an email to Reuters, Syed disputed the report, saying he actually paid $6. Chima said that taxes are more than just money.
This tax payment, it is something that establishes your relation with the state. And when you don't pay the taxes, your relation with the state ceases to exist.
Chima plans to revisit the issue in the spring when the Pakistani election is likely to be called. He hopes to make taxes a campaign issue. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Islamabad.